Okay, guys, listen up. Seltzer is all the rage these days, and now there's even hard seltzer. Speaking of which, have you tried Bud Light Seltzer? So good. It's seltzer with a hint of fruit flavor. And get this, it's only 100 calories, 2 grams of carbs, and less than 1 gram of sugar. Plus, it's gluten-free. It's perfect for when my friends are bugging me to have a drink with them and I don't want hard alcohol. I can just have my Bud Light Seltzer. Thank you very much. I'm obsessed with the black cherry, but it also comes in strawberry, lemon lime, and mango. I mean, make that sound better. I bet you want to try them all right now, right? This is making me extremely thirsty. Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. I constantly hear from people that they can't lose weight. The diets don't work. Nothing works. They're born fat. And this is just absolutely not true. And I wanted to be able to help everyone discover the best way for them to lose weight. And I discovered that the best way to do that was to build an app that personalizes your experience in order to get you in the best shape of your life. No matter what level you're starting at, no matter what your dietary restrictions, no matter what your physical limitations, no matter what your level of fitness, I can build a personalized program that will help you reach your goals once and for all. There's a reason that my app has over 4,000 five-star reviews and countless success stories from people who used the MyFitness app to achieve their goals. You already know I know what I'm doing, and that's why you're listening to this show. So you know what? Try it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes or just visit JillianMichaels.com. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh,
ooh, sorry. How's my level?
Wake up, everybody.
Yes, wake up. So we have our, the prodigal son is back.
Yes.
Yes. And he is excited to share how blessed his New Year's was. The juxtaposition of this with his holiday and mine says so much about why God hates me, or the fact that, maybe not why God hates me, but that God has taken the time to single me out as a comedy show. But we'll get to that. We're going to jump in. G was in Korea and had the absolute best time. Kind of makes me want to punch you in the face. So
I'm close enough to you. That's your elbow.
Yeah. So please, he was so excited to share. He was like, I have to come to the podcast.
Oh my God, just scheduling so that he could book his flight.
Yep.
He definitely had to be here. We're in the world's smallest studio.
Yep.
We thought we'd be sitting on the
with
floor
the gorilla.
With pillows, but
he is just moved, and this better be freaking good, Gene.
This was really important.
Yeah, because you've built this up, boy.
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I had never been to Korea before. But I love Korean food. I love Korean food.
Kimchi and all that
I
stuff.
Love kimchi. I love bibimbap. I love...
Bibimbap.
I love the soups, the noodles. Like, I love all of it. So we plan a family trip, my sister, my parents, and we head to Seoul for 9 days.
Okay. Just Seoul.
Just Seoul.
Wow.
Just Seoul. Nice.
Just Seoul. There's so much. So this is a city with 10 million people.
Okay.
It's a city, it's a country that not that long ago had a massive war with millions of people.
50s, right?
Yeah. It is amazing to see a society that overcame that, was able to rebuild, and when I tell you flourish, it is beyond beautiful. Not only in a city of 10 million people did I not find a piece of gum or a cigarette butt on the street, on the subway. Everything is clean. People respect each other. It's so
Japan is like that.
It's so incredible to be in an environment where
Singapore's like that too, isn't it?
People respect one another. There is and it's like
implied.
It's just incredible. And so for me, every day, I mean, I made my parents who are in their mid-70s walk like 8 to 10 miles every day.
Oh, no.
And some days it was cold, some days it was a little drizzling. Overall, the weather was great, but there's so much to see. Like Japan, like Tokyo, there's so many districts.
Right.
And you have a little bit of everything, and you have the combination of tradition in the middle of contemporary. Right. You have areas that are just contemporary. You have areas that are just traditional, like small villages that still live the way they did hundreds of years ago.
Wow.
So what I was so impressed by was any exchange that I had with a local went one of two ways. They were either so helpful that they would change their path to show me where to go.
Japan's like this.
As well, yeah. But different because to me, I felt the Koreans were more laid back.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And also the people were just, thank you so much for coming and visiting our country. Aww. Thank you for, you know, celebrating our culture. I mean, it was so cool. I have video I can show you of like Christmas Day, just at the change of the guard at this temple. They were playing Jingle Bells, but with all their classic instruments. Just really, really cool stuff that you don't, you know. I took my sister ice skating in the middle of the city. It's just like really, it's just a very family-centric country, you can tell, or city at least. And I got to tell you, like the toilets that I love, that, you know, the
The Totos,
like they're everywhere. Like even in the public bathrooms at the subway.
No wonder you love this place so much.
And I just, for anyone that has not traveled to South Korea, please go. There's so much to do. There was not a day that there wasn't just a jam-packed schedule of things to see. And the food is incredible. What's really interesting there is that there's not that many options on a menu. So if a restaurant does soup, that's all they do.
Oh, really?
Wow. So it's really, really neat. And one thing I learned that I didn't know once I got there, they import beef from Australia.
Okay.
So the majority of the meat that you eat there, should you, you know, want to eat meat, is pork. Because that is local and it's raised there, but they don't raise any cattle there. So it was just very interesting to see the experiences of food. I mean, I went to a restaurant where I ordered off a kiosk and it was just like such a cool thing because there's no Google Maps there. You have to use this, it's called Navar, which is, I think. I don't know. They just have their own thing and maybe it's a partnership with Google, but there is no Google Maps.
Wow.
But their map system was so efficient to like the pinpoint. Like, you know, a lot of times you use these apps and it's like kind of sort of gets you there. This is like literally to the door. And I don't know. I was just so impressed with it. There's an area called Gangnam Road, which is where like all the high end
style. Is that like
that's where the song comes from?
Is that where the song comes from?
Yeah. So like in Tokyo, you have like the Harajuku area.
Yeah, of course.
So this is like where all of the K-pop stars have.
Oh, how cool!
It's just super cool. But
yeah, the Korean pop music is massive.
Massive.
Right? It's a huge.
Massive.
Yeah. Heard about this?
Yeah, I've seen that. It's massive. Boy band. I mean, what are they called?
Boy and girl. Yeah, they're called K-pop.
No, but there's a band. Is the band called
BTS? There's a ton of them.
There's like nine boys. They're fascinating to watch.
Yeah,
it's like it's like nine kids in like suits. Or I don't know.
Really?
They're always dressed up really cool.
So I went to an area. I went to the war museum, and they did a beautiful job of like honoring those that were lost in the war and the alliance with America and all these different things. But that's an expat area. So I went into like, and it's super cool. It almost feels like a bigger version of Studio City.
What?
Yeah, where there are just all these homes.
So for those of you who aren't from California, Studio City is part of North Hollywood in Los Angeles.
And there's just all these cool little shops. And there was this taco spot that we went to that was a Korean Texan guy that opened up a Tex-Mex Korean-style taqueria. I mean, it was just incredible. So imagine having your tacos with kimchi and with like the
Jillian's nightmare.
Yeah, like all of their local tradition.
Well,
thrown into like a taco.
You guys have heard of my Korean. I haven't had Korean food in years because.
Why?
Oh, gee. I must have been 27 because I can think about the girl that I had a crush on. That's how I know where I am in time. And we went to a restaurant called Soot Bowl Jeep. You'd actually love it. It's so much fun. It's in Koreatown here.
Wilshire,
in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drank something called soju.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got twisted.
So first of all, I never saw this girl again. I blew it. I didn't shit the bed. I like puked the bed. I threw up everywhere. She was like, want to come up? And I was like, no, thanks.
I mean, it was such a long time ago. I had to call a taxi on a flip phone to come get me as I'm like on the sidewalk because I couldn't drive my car home. I mean, I was that I got home. I don't know how I got home.
Yeah, that booze can be.
Oh my God.
Harsh on you.
Fell asleep on the bathroom floor and I woke up to my little chihuahua sitting over me, Baxter, and he was like, in his little fucking Baxter voice that I, and he was like, buddy, whoa. I mean, literally, I must have been there for, the dog was like just staring down at me. I don't know how long. And I have never been able, I can't smell it.
Oh,
I can't see it. I was sick for 24 hours. I don't know what happened. I was a disaster. And it's wine, isn't it? It's not rice wine. What is it?
I don't know. I had some
like
of
sake.
It. But
it's
I only had it one
it
time because I could felt like it gets
it.
You really twisted.
Oh, my God.
Quickly.
I was destroyed.
I wonder why.
Shoju
I wonder if it's
or
like,
soju.
I don't know.
It's like one of those things that just, it's like when you're drinking sake sometimes, you know, you're fine. And then you stand up and you're like, whoa.
We would go
it's
to these,
made from rice or sweet potatoes, yeah. But sake does not do that to me.
We would go to these restaurants where there are these large groups of like people together and they would just be hammered off.
Oh, my God.
That's so
hard. Oh, yeah, no. It is not a joke. It was.
And just everything, like the fish market, like all of those experiences. It's just so.
And your parents had a good time?
They had an amazing time. Aww. Amazing time. So for me, it's like, it's so great to disconnect from your everyday and submerge yourself in a culture where you know you don't speak the language. But we were just fans of everything. So I encourage people, if you have the opportunity to travel and Asia is on the map, definitely check out South Korea.
I also think it's really cool that you still take family vacations because to me, those are some of the most important vacations I've taken in my life, no matter when we were young and as we got older. There's just like some of the best memories.
See, Jake and I are too dysfunctional for that.
Mm, I don't see you on many family vacations. I mean,
no, DeShanna would.
Family vacations, but not then.
The kids and stuff. And I do think Heidi and I have done a good job of like navigating this world of like parents that are separated. But I can't even imagine the OG family of like the brother, the sister, the dad. Holy mother of God, we are a sick bunch. Like, I'm so sad to say. Like, I don't think any of us would get through a vacation together. We would kill one another.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be here today if you had taken those vacations.
Right? Yeah. No, not a chance. So, okay, number one takeaway other than go to Korea.
It's incredible to be in an environment where society respects one another's, at least superficially.
Yeah.
I like it.
And that was something to me that was really telling about what I feel is wrong with the world that we know today.
Oh, you and I cannot believe on a daily basis. I wonder what their media is like.
Oh my God. It was just incredible to see how courteous people are to one another. I don't know. It's like
you would be shamed if you were disrespectful, though. That's where healthy shame, my mom talked to me about. Like, there's such a thing as healthy shame. Mm. Like, you are rude to somebody, you get shamed, right? Like, there's such a thing as that.
Yeah.
You you show up naked. Oh, I don't know, whatever. Like you're disrespectful or
what?
Inappropriate. I have no idea. I'm so.
You show up like, naked to
naked
a podcast. You're fine.
It was like
we understand.
You're naked in public.
Naked
you're gonna get shamed. Can't do it.
My kids love learning, exploring, and creating. And now I can really nurture that with a KiwiCo subscription. I think their favorite so far has been the Tinker Crate, but there are different crates for kids of all ages, so there's something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM fun. That's science, technology, engineering, art, and math. It's designed by experts and tested by kids. And the best part is, there's no need to research or worry about gathering all the supplies. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. There's no commitment, so you can cancel anytime. For my listeners, go to kiwico.com/Jillian to get your first month free on select crates. That's kiwico.com/Jillian. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference. So don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/Jillian and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/Jillian. Everyone's so busy these days, and the first thing that tends to fall to the bottom of your list is taking care of yourself. You either feel like you don't have the time or you don't have the money. Well, Talkspace Online Therapy is not only convenient, but it's an affordable way to make lasting changes in your life with the support of a licensed therapist. You can send them a text, audio, picture, or video messages from your phone or computer whenever you need to. No appointments or extra commutes. Everything happens within Talkspace's secure platform, all on your schedule. The bottom line is that life can be hard, and Talkspace wants to give more of us the support we need at a price we can afford. As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month on Talkspace. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use the code Jillian to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com. Promo code Jillian.
So, people, I feel like I should do the new year rundown on fads.
Even though we're in it.
Oh, yeah, we're deep in now?
Well, it's, you know, February pretty
much. We're in
much.
February now. Yeah. We are?
We are. We're in February.
Holy shit.
I know. It goes.
I thought today
flies.
Was January 15th.
No, time flies. It's not even January 15th. It's January 16th.
Oh.
In actuality.
All right, well, it's February.
In quoting time.
And the event that you've given up on your resolutions.
Well, now that your dry January is over.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Now you can.
I absolutely did not do that.
Them.
Oh.
Yes, for the people who trended in dry January, they can now talk about the fitness trends they're about to step into.
They trended in dry January. Yeah. Did anybody do that? I should say, is anyone doing that? It's January 16th, Cindy.
When I was sick, I was dry.
I was sick with the norovirus in Finland, and I, in fact, did not imbibe. It would not have looked nice coming out.
No.
Nobody else. Yeah, see, we didn't do the dry January, girl.
No. Mm-mm. No, but some people out there may have. It's possible.
All right. So, apparently it's February, and maybe you've hit a wall with your healthy resolution.
Nice.
High cliche.
Very good.
Such a cliche. But, you know, when people were making resolutions, I heard everything under the sun, guys, from juice cleanses to freaking giving up this, giving up that, giving up this, giving up that. So I thought I might just address a few of those things, honestly, to keep you from doing them.
Hmm.
You know, what's going to help you be successful in the long run is applying the simplest steps, right, of putting dressing on the side, not drinking your calories, you know, walking to the store if it's not 40 below where you live, getting those, even if it's using the free 7-minute workouts on my app in the morning or before bed, like just incorporating movement where you can, eating less where you can, and these small steps that over time will yield really big results. But when we get into the, like, I'm giving up flour, I'm giving up sugar, I'm giving up alcohol, I'm putting a fire hose in my mouth and turning it on full blast, I'm only eating juice, like, not only is this stuff not sustainable, but these things have an impact on your body. So, in fact, you know what I kind of actually realize I want to talk about is the concept of yo-yo dieting. So people go after yo-yo dieting when it comes to counting calories. And it doesn't work. It messes up your metabolism. Okay. So yo-yo dieting is when we lose weight and then we gain it back and then some. Why is that happening? Well, it will only happen if you lose weight in a really drastic, dramatic, and unhealthy way. So that could come from a fad diet where you cut out all carbs, or you only drink juice, or you've crashed your calories to the floor. Like, remember the HCG diet? My God, it was like 500 calories and hormone shots. Like, this crazy, right? What this stuff does, your body is constantly attempting to seek an equilibrium. But because the dynamic and the stimulus is ever changing, your body is readjusting, right? So if we do something like a juice cleanse, first I got to say to you, like, what are you trying to accomplish? People go, I'm trying to detox. Okay. Well, your kidney, your liver, your lung, your gallbladder, those organs, your lungs, sorry, there's two of those. those organs do their job. they detox the body, right? The best thing you can do is support them. How do you support them? Proper nutrition. So don't put any more crap in your system. Awesome. But saying you're not going to do anything but juice makes no sense. In fact, one of the best ways to remove waste is giving your body fiber, which is a platform to remove waste from the body, right? It's providing prebiotics for the probiotics, food for the good bacteria, and it's helping to remove some bad stuff, almost that shit, bad stuff from the system. So like you're drinking just juice, you're inherently removing fiber. And by the way, a host of other nutrients, minerals, vitamins that you would be getting from, let's say, a piece of wild salmon. Why? What do you think you're doing? You're not improving your digestion. It's not accomplishing anything. Yes, remove crap food, but don't remove good stuff just because you're doing, I'm removing juice. Like, it doesn't make sense, guys. And then what's happening is your body is like, holy cow, or like did like 500, 600 calories for the whole day, 700, 800, really low. So your body goes, man, food is scarce. This is crazy. I'm going to slow down. And your metabolism, I'm not saying what your metabolism does, but what your metabolism is your biochemistry, right? So cortisol is a hormone that stores fat, right? HGH is a hormone that helps burn fat. Testosterone and DHEA, these are hormones that build muscle. Like, you know this stuff. Thyroid hormone is a hormone that helps keep metabolism humming. Like, you guys know this stuff. Maybe not like an endocrinologist, nor do I, but you know the gist of it. So you say to the body, man, not a lot of food out there. We're in a period of famine. We've hit kind of a crisis. Because that's what your body is interpreting something like a juice cleanse to be. So it's then going to say, all right, wow, we got to shift. We got to push some buttons and flip some levers. We got to slow down thyroid hormone. We got to release more cortisol. We got to dial back on the HGH and the testosterone. And we got to go into storage mode. We need fat for fuel. We need to hold it. We want to insulate vital organs in this period of famine. And then when you start eating again, you'll probably put it all back on and then some. That's the concept of yo-yo dieting. If you've reasonably reduced calories. So even if you're dramatically reduced to, like, let's say 1,200 with unlimited greens, if you have 20 plus pounds to lose, but you're also still working out, you will not only not damage your metabolism, you will help keep your metabolism healthy because you're maintaining muscle and activity burns more calories. That will not create a cycle of yo-yo dieting. What will are these crazy fads. Mm-hmm. So, God, we go after this all the time, but I ketosis, again, not to be confused with ketoacidosis. In this scenario, we are starving the body of carbohydrates. This is where the body goes, oh my God, what do? I don't have carbs for fuel. It can't just use only fat. So it goes through fat to create ketones. And think about this for a second. We're basically on a backup generator. You're like, all right, liver, give me this. And you're taxing the hell out of your body in a way that it is not meant to be taxed on a permanent basis, right? Mm-hmm. This is, again, it's for survival. It's when your body goes, oh my God, there's no... It's a survival mechanism. There's no carbohydrates. What do I do? So doing that long, any extended period of time is going to have a kickback and a backlash. Mm. When we engage in things that we think like more is more, no, it's not. You go to hot yoga. Why? Why are you going? If you just love it, and you dig that mental challenge, then I'm going to say, okay, you just like the room hot and you just like the mental challenge. You better hydrate the heck out of yourself. But if you're going because you're like, oh, I love the detox. Nope, not detoxing. Mm. Not only are you not detoxing, you're dehydrating. One of the best ways to support your body's process of quote, detoxing is hydration. Supporting kidney, liver, gallbladder, all that stuff, right? Hydration. You're dehydrating. It's not detoxing. We don't detox through sweat. That's not what's happening there. Okay, well, I'm burning more calories. No, you're not. You're generating stress through an external source, not physical exertion. That would be like saying, oh my God, My heart rate's elevated from anxiety and stress. I'm burning more calories. No, you're not. No, you're not. So the way you burn more calories is through physical exertion. You're able to exert yourself more physically when the room is a normal climate. When you're extraordinarily fatigued from heat, overwhelming heat, you're not as deep in the pose. You're not able to hold the pose as long. You're fatigued. You're tired. You're struggling. So it's not as good of a workout. It isn't detoxing you. If anything, it's dehydrating you. If you absolutely love what it does for you mentally, okay, just make sure you drink a lot of water, but don't confuse it as it being a better workout. It's not. And I don't know if you know where this stuff comes from. It all comes from this guy, Bikram Chowdhury.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know anything about... Oh, you didn't know that, G?
Bikram...
The yoga guy, yeah.
The Netflix special guy?
Well, they did make a special about him. Yeah, he turned out to be kind of a shady character.
But yes, I do know about him.
I know. I watched that documentary because you told me to.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I was so
tough to watch.
It was a bummer. Because, like, you know what I thought? Okay, so we'll do a little sidebar. So Bikram Chowdhury is this guy who essentially brought hot yoga to the States. And you know what's sad is that he actually, you could tell he had the ability to motivate people.
Absolutely.
He just used his talent.
To entrap.
That's a perfect, yeah. And it's such a shame because you see that he actually... But he was so ill personally that he just ended up crossing these crazy lines and taking advantage and harming people. But he had such a charisma.
I'm glad you saw it.
Yeah. I mean, but here's what I was going to say is that in the video, he's got like 5 air conditioning vents on him. Like everybody's dying, but this guy has the air on him. So it's like it was bullshit to begin with.
Joybird believes your personal, one-of-a-kind style should also match and apply to your furniture. So they have hundreds of customizable pieces and over 50 fabric and leather options, including kid and pet-friendly upholstery. Thank you! 3 shades of wood and over 250 unique silhouettes. Joybird even has free fabric swatch kits and personal design consultants and a 365-day home trial with free returns within 2 weeks of delivery. Plus, they've got financing options as low as 0% APR for 18 months, and the protection plan helps keep pieces looking as great as the day they came into your home. Create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/Jillian25 and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the promo code Jillian25. See how Joybird can help make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/Jillian25. That's joybird.com/Jillian25, promo code Jillian25. Ritual has obsessively researched each nutrient in their visionary women's multivitamin, carefully choosing forms that are absorbable by the body, and they've even tested their formula. About a year ago, Cindy wanted to try Ritual because she was tired of taking handfuls of vitamins every day, and she's never looked back. Ritual doesn't use mystery additives, synthetic fillers, and shady extras that are in some traditional multivitamins, and they're committed to showing you their nutrients, where it came from, and why they chose it. They call it traceability. And check this out. Ritual's clinical study of their essential for women showed an increase in vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out, satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/Jillian to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Jillian.
Okay, so we have a follow-up email from Lisa in Australia from the November 11th episode. Do you remember Lisa, who was dating a man that she then found out was
married?
Guys,
I just told Cindy I was going to vote for Trump and she's shaking.
She wants to have dinner about it.
By the way, on this show, there should be no president. The president shouldn't exist, but I'm just going to tell Cindy that I'm going to vote.
Yeah, she likes to rile me up.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump.
Okay.
I'm going to wear a MAGA hat.
You do that.
I'm gonna do it.
Look at Jake.
By the way, if you do, I have zero judgment on you. I think we're all entitled to our opinions. I more and more and more am dead set in the center. But I want to see the veins come out of your eyeballs and shit.
Look at how beat red Jake is.
I know. I'm going to come up with it.
He's laughing. Itchy. I'm getting itchy in here, guys.
I really am, guys. Like, I don't care what your political position is. All transparency. I'm just watching Cindy unravel. Trumpity Trump Trump.
Cindy's actually unraveling because we just used up half the segment because we're on such a time crunch. Mm. So, okay. You know, it's going to happen to this
mad.
One.
Oh, boy, she's cracking the whip. So the chick in Australia. We got to get back on. Yeah. She's going to cut this all out of the segment anyway.
Exactly.
All right, the chick in Australia that was dating the married guy that I said just keep going forward.
From the November 11th episode.
Okay.
That's the one. So she wrote to us to say she still had a lot of anger and hatred for him around Christmas.
Oh, boy.
She found out her mom has cancer.
Oh, no.
She tried to manage all her emotions, so she wrote him a letter, and she wasn't going to send it. And then
she lit a flaming bag of dog poop outside of his door. That always feels good.
And then it just all got out of control, and she just needed to focus on her mom. So she ended up contacting him.
Oh,
she's been back and forth with a therapist about
all
this.
Okay.
She gave him the letter.
Okay.
They talked.
Okay.
She feels like a weight's been lifted
all
and
right.
she has a sense of peace.
But she didn't contact his ex-wife.
No.
Wife, because that's what she was thinking about
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. She let it all go, let go of the anger and the hate because she contacted him.
Good. And, yeah, because she wanted to tell his wife.
Yeah. And yeah. so just by talking to him, her mindset's changed and
she
said, it's funny how bad news can change your perspective on things. It taught me to make the most of each day the best I can.
Aww.
So she ended up talking to him.
All right.
Yeah.
But she didn't like be malicious and vindictive and tell his wife. Perfect. Excellent choice.
I think so. I think your counseling really helped her along.
If it's possible.
So
we've got
some workout emails here.
Wait, that was a Love Doctor Supreme Ruler segment, right?
Yes, that was.
Ruler of the realm or some shit.
That was.
Yeah. Okay.
Ruler of the heart.
So
yes. Yes.
So Amy writes.
Amy, yeah.
She's 36.
Okay.
5 feet, 8.5 inches tall.
Oh, that bitch. I'm so jealous.
She started at 166 pounds in July. She now weighs 144.
Wow.
She's getting... Her goal weight is 130, but
that's
it seems
slim
to be
for 5'8".
It seems to be taking longer for the weight to come off. I'm losing half a pound a week or less instead of a pound that I was using.
Yeah, because
before.
You're teensy, homie. You're 5'8". You're almost 5'9" at 144.
Yeah.
So think of it like this: it's not a perfectly accurate assessment, but if you give an inch a pound, right? I'm 5'3". 117. So she's 5 inches taller than me. She should be somewhere like 20 to 40 pounds heavier than me. I mean, now give or take bone structure and all that stuff, but like she's 144. I mean, that's a pretty good weight. 4 inches, 4 pounds. She's 5 inches taller than me. 5 times 5 would be 25 pounds. I'm 117. She's right there. Right? Am I doing my math? 25 pounds. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing, kid. If I took you to the doctor, you're going to check out as super healthy. So your body's like, wait a second. I've lost a bunch of weight. I'm super healthy. And I don't know that I want this thing to be falling off like this. Where are we going to go? Nowhere? Am I going to turn into a pile of dust? So now you're in the vanity pounds category. I can't see you, so like I don't know if you're like, well, I'm a 6 and I want to be a 4. But you're definitely in vanity pounds. What does she want to be, 130?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's small. Oh, my God, for 5'9". I mean, that's really small. Like, that's what you're struggling with. So it's like I can't see you to tell you like, hey, you know, you're nuts. Because by the way, I'm not trying to be a bitch. You may not be. I would tell you as a friend, like, girl, you're good. Stop. You know, or I'd be like, all right, I see it. Like, you know, you're a 6. You want to be a 4, whatever. It's a matter of aesthetic. Because I get it. I'd probably be like, oh, I don't like this little pocket of, I can be weird. As long as you do it in a healthy way. So the bottom line is do not create a calorie deficit of more than 500 calories a day. Because your body is like, hey, I'm really skinny. I don't want to be peeling off weight like this. And expect it to take a lot longer because losing the last 5 to 10 is a totally different beast than losing 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. Because, again, it's about vanity. It's not about health anymore. So no more than 500 calorie deficit a day. Prepare for this to take like several months because it needs to come off very slowly so your body doesn't panic and think that you're starving. We don't want to do any permanent damage to your metabolism. And by the way, like, I mean, you sound 5'9", 144. Like, even if you have bones like a twig. I mean, my girlfriend's really, Tashana's naturally thin. I think she's like 135 and she's like 5'9". And she's like, she's very, very, like, she's fit and everything. But I mean, she's thin, like a zero. Born that way. Tall, wow. Like a little bird body. It's so mean. It's pissed at me. Boobs bigger than mine, though. So, So who's winning?
Those things weigh.
Yeah.
We have somebody else stuck at a weight and can't seem to drop anymore. Oh. The name is Tom Powell. So I don't know if it's just there's no actual person's name. So I don't know if this is male or female.
Okay.
Lost 80 pounds. It took 7 years. I feel better at 57 than I did at 27.
Aww.
I think it's a man. I weigh 225 pounds and I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah. It's a dude. Or a very powerful female.
Yes.
Serena Williams.
My ultimate goal is to get to 200, maybe 199. I'm eating cleaner than I've ever eaten. So he eats between 2,400 and 2,600 calories a day, okay. Exercises 6 days a week, mm-hmm. Three HIIT workouts, three steady state long.
Oh, steady state cardio probably.
Okay. 45-minute workouts. I incorporate lifting on 2 days a week. I do have some limitations. Back arthritis, knee issues, using elliptical because it's less jolting on the joints. Okay. Any suggestions would be appreciated. So I guess he's looking what he should add or...
I'd have to do the math calorie. Based off my simple math, I've got him in about a BMR calculator. I've got him about 1900 if he did nothing all day. I have no idea what his activity level is without fitness. Mm-hmm. In which case, if I put him at, let's say, a level 2 activity at a 4, he'd be at around 2300 a day. And then he's working out. So... he's doing it 6 days a week. Let's give him 500 calories for that. He's probably at 2,700. So he's losing like, based on this math, he's losing like 100 calories a day on the days he's training. That'll take him 36 days to lose a pound.
Mm.
That's the math. If he wants it to go quicker, he needs to drop his calories to 2,000. His deficit's just not quite there. So we don't want it too great because he again, this is more vanity pounds, not health. But... let's say the guy's burning 2,700 on the days he's training and he's eating, he said 24 to 26, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so if he goes to 2,000 with unlimited greens, he'll be perfectly fine, but it'll come off faster.
Okay, that sounds good. Mm. One more. Kayla, I love to work out, but at 27, I have bad knees and a bad back. How can I exercise safely in a way that won't cause injury? For example, squatting kills my lower back. Okay. Looking for alternatives.
Okie dokie. So obviously I'm going to say, see your doctor, consult a physical therapist. Make sure that you know what's going on with your knees and your back. What I think I can safely tell you is swimming, biking, rowing. It's a question of form with your squatting. Like, where are you loading the weight? Do you have the mobility in your hips? I can't see that, unfortunately. I would tell you things like push-ups, planks, leg extensions, hamstring curls if you need a machine, lat pull-downs, chest press. It's okay to use machines and free weights. But again, I don't know the issue. So, like, I can't say, like, maybe you have a herniated disc, and that's why, it's very dangerous for me to be like, oh... shoulder press when maybe putting compression on your spine is bad because there's an injury. Like I can't tell you that. I would say consult somebody to find out what's wrong and then see if the following is approved. Things like a lat pull down or rows, push-ups, chest press, planks, leg extensions, hamstring curls. Try body weight exercise without adding heavier loads. Make sure that your form is correct. See somebody to help you. Work on your hip mobility, your ankle mobility for your squats.
But these ones are just really tough because it's like, I can't assess. I don't know what's going on. I'm not even there. And even if it was out of the scope of my knowledge, I could then send you to somebody and get a report. You know, I owned a sports medicine facility. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
And see the appropriate physiatrists and the physical therapists. And they would tell me, just like, stretch this, build strength there, do these exercises, this many reps, this much weight. Like, I was guided by medical professionals, even though I own the facility. Mm-hmm. I can't do that here.
Yeah.
So the real thing, guys, is find out what the hell's wrong with you first. Yeah. Don't guess.
Yeah.
That's really the lesson. And then have the professionals say, this is safe, this isn't safe, and this is what we do to rehab the injury.
I like it. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Ruler of the realm. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.